ibona ingazane ikazi leqiniso lokho esikubonayo ukubana iparlamenti inike amakampani amabili amathenda. Ithenda ithengisa ikhompyutha eyodwa, ikhompyutha kuphela gezi esikwazi ukuthi ikhompyutha laphana ingaba yi-$200 or $300. Ikhompyutha eyodwa ithengiswa nge-$9,000. Ibona ingazane iyakhombisa ukuthi imali eningi allocatedwa nguminista wezomnotho isiya eParliament iyatshontshwa kithi. Kayisiyenze umsebenzi weParliament ngoba if you are going to steal 20 times what the computer, intengo yecomputer, kuyatshengisa ukuthi ukusela kwakhona kukhulu. Ukhangele ukuthi eParliament ziningi izinto ezingekhoyo ezingenziwayo. Ama-parliamentarians awana stationary, awana mahofisi, kuma-constituencies awo awana mahofisi aseParliament. Umholo wawo uphansi kakhulu. They're not doing their incidents, they're effective, they have more resources. Uzukhangela imali ethethwayo ukuthi inganani. Kuyinto edanisa kakhulu, sinethemba ukubana xa sibuyela eParliament next week, yinto yokuqala esizabuza ngayo kungabe ukuthi i-GDP ukuthi i-administration yeParliament ithini, iphendula izithini, yonto elihlaswa ngayo.
Ubona ngani kumele kwenziweni kuya phambili ngamathenda zona lawo?
Amathenda akhona lawo, indlela eyenziwa ngawo ukuthi aze ayepasa. Kuzamele ngikhangelisise, kuhlolisise ukuthi ama-stakeholders akhona, abantu abaphathana kulawo mathenda, abantu abangani, abantu abanjani, njalo ithenda enjalo ipasa njani, kungena muntu obe wabuzisisa ukubana ikhompyutha izoyi-$9,000 kuyobe kuphela. Noma bakhona mhlawumbe abanye abafakile amathenda abanama-prize akade e-reasonable kwenze njani ngamathenda abo. So ithenda process yonke kuzamele sizame ukuthi kube ne-committee of inquiry eParliament ezakhangela konke kona lokho ukuze sithole ukuthi kwenzakale njani into enjalo nephutha elinjalo khona kunamakomiti ayezama ukuthenda process esiwafakele ukuthi abone izinto ezinjani. Kodwa singakhoza ukuthi i-Ministry of Finance yona i-Treasury ikukhangelile yakubamba, sijayela ehlombe ngalokho.